Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Z104. Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Luke.
Luke, I am your father.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's who I'm named after.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, my dad's a huge Star Wars fan.
So. Oh, that's cool. Usually when you hear someone named Luke, it's because the Bible or something, but you're straight up named after Luke Skywalker? Like, do you have a sister named Leia?
Oh, no. My mom got to name my sisters, so my dad got to name me, and that was their deal.
Okay. Well, it could be worse. I mean, you could be Chewie, so. All right, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday, Luke?
So this girl I've been dating, I just found out that she has a dude for a roommate, and I asked her about it, and she was all like, he's like a brother to me. It's not like that, but I feel like she's lying.
I see. Okay, so what's this girl's name?
Amber.
All right, and how long have you guys been dating?
Since January, so it's been a few months.
Are you guys in a relationship?
Yeah. Neither one of us are seeing anyone else, and, I mean, we were never really said anything to make it, like, official, but... I mean, it's official.
Okay. So when did the male roommate enter the picture? Like, did he recently move in or something?
Well, no. I mean, they've been living together when I met her, but I never met him until just a couple weeks ago.
Okay. So you never went over to her place until a couple weeks ago?
I mean, I've been over a ton of times. He's just never been home.
So in all the time that you've been dating her, she never even mentioned him? Like, she never said, like, hey, by the way, I live with a guy?
Okay, so she talked about him all the time, but every time she mentioned a roommate, it was Micah, and like she would say, I gotta go pick up Micah from work, or Micah will be out of town for this weekend, stuff like that. And you know, literally the entire time I thought Micah was a girl.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, I think a girl living in an apartment, I would probably think her roommate Micah would be a girl too.
Yeah, well, it's not, it's a dude.
So you think something's going on between Amber and Micah?
I mean, so after I met him. I was completely thrown off, you know, because I thought he was a chick. So I asked her, I was like, so Micah's a dude. And she goes, yeah, I told you that. But she never did. Like, she never said anything about him being a dude.
I see. Okay.
And so, I asked her, like, how long have you known him? How close are you guys? Have you guys ever hooked up or anything? Like, stuff, you know, you would normally ask in this situation.
Yeah, okay. But what did she say?
She said she was really close with his sister, and his sister ended up dying. But the two of them stayed close, and she's totally like a brother to him.
Okay, so he's like a brother to her. I mean, that kind of makes sense, I guess. Still, it's kind of a weird dynamic, but I mean, I lived in the same apartment back in my single days with a girl. Two-bedroom apartment, though. We were really good friends, and we made it work.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hook up with her, or did it remain completely, quote-unquote, just friends?
Well, yeah, there was an occasional drunk night when some stuff happened.
Thought
yeah.
So.
I mean, that's what I'm afraid of. You know what I mean? Like, first of all, you never tell me he's a dude, and then when I meet him, he gives me this look. Like, you know that look you get from somebody that basically says, I'm your competition.
Oh, yeah. He gave you that look.
Yeah, it wasn't a casual, like, hey, how's it going? Like, it was like a good luck, buddy. Like,
okay. Kind of okay. So what is our job here, Dave? Find out if anything's going on behind closed doors between Amber and this Micah guy?
Yeah. I want to know if it's more than just, like, he's my brother, because I don't buy that.
Okay. Do you happen to have his phone number?
I don't.
Okay, well, we'll have to call her then. So we do have an old trick here that has a pretty high success rate. Now, but Natalia, you're going to have to be the one to do this.
So no Scotty in the buzz this week?
No Scotty in the buzz this week. Sorry.
Honestly, that's all right. I just want to make sure I wasn't some Jenny Jiggles or whatever.
Luke, hang on for a second. We're going to call Amber when we come back. We were talking about this off the air. There's no better way to tell how somebody really feels about somebody unless you call that person and ask permission to ask that other person out,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to have Natalia do that. So you're going to call, and you're going to talk to Amber and just say you got her number through a mutual friend or whatever,
okay.
And you were thinking about asking Micah out, but you didn't want to overstep your bounds because you heard that maybe they were...
Totally got this.
...a thing. So,
trust me.
All right, and here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Amber?
Yeah, who's this?
My name is Trish, and I know this is weird. We've never met, but we have a common friend, and she told me I needed to call you.
Okay, yeah. Who?
So the reason I was calling was because of Micah.
Micah, like my roommate, Micah?
Yes, so I met him last week, and I think he's incredible, and I was thinking of texting him to see if he wanted to go get coffee or a drink or something. But a little bird told me, who I won't mention, was like, maybe you should make sure he's not already involved with you, Amber.
Oh. Okay.
I know this is kind of weird. It's just, I don't want to be one of those women who starts drama if there's already a relationship going on. And I wasn't sure if I was overstepping by asking him out.
Yeah, no. I totally get that. And I appreciate you calling about that, but you're really not overstepping anything. Like, Micah's just my roommate. We're not dating or anything like that.
Okay, I was just checking. I wanted to make sure I wasn't going to make things, like, weird or awkward.
No. There's no weirdness. He's just my roommate.
Okay, good. I just wanted to check and be absolutely sure.
No, I appreciate that, really. But he's a good dude. He's more like a brother to me than anything.
Okay, that's kind of what I heard, but I also heard that it was more than that, so...
I mean, like, there was a short, really tiny period where we were sort of more than friends, but it was, like, it was a really weird time, you know? I was actually best friends with his sister, and she had just passed away, and he was really depressed, and I was really depressed, and so we kind of just, like, were a shoulder for each other to cry on, and it was just, like, things got too far after that.
You know, That totally seems understandable, and it sounds like it was an incredibly emotional time.
Yeah. I mean, it was actually really weird because he had a girlfriend at the time, and his girlfriend, like, actually approached me and was like, you know, we need to work together to give Micah everything he needs to feel better and all, and, like, I don't know. I was confused because it was basically, like, his girlfriend was asking me to sleep with him, so It sounds weird, but it was like a weird time where he had two girlfriends, but we both knew about each other. It was just like weird, but I don't know. The whole thing got uncomfortable for me, so we just like went back to being friends and roommates sort of thing.
So you did sleep with him then?
Sorry, what was that?
I think, so you did sleep with him then?
I'm sorry, what's going on?
Yeah, that's a good question, Amber. Like, so when I asked you if you ever slept with your roommate, you said no. That was a total lie then.
Wait, Luke?
Yeah, can you just answer the question, please?
Wait, I'm sorry. What do you want me to say?
How about the f***ing truth? You slept with your roommate. That's all I'm asking.
Okay, what's going on? Fine, you want the truth? His sister died. She was my best friend. He was miserable. His girlfriend said we should have a threesome. It will get his mind off everything. I was drunk. I agreed to it. I was completely weird, and I just, like, regret the entire thing, okay? Is that what you want to hear? But, like, I don't know. If I tell you that, then you're never going to believe me, and you're going to think that, like, he's more than a brother to me than anything. What do you want me to say?
Yeah, and now you know why I don't believe that, because you don't f***ing screw your brother, Amber.
You are such an ass.
Okay, Amber just hung up. Wow, that got weird. Luke, do you have any idea how long ago this friend of hers died? I mean, it wasn't like last year or anything, was it?
No, I think it was before that.
Okay, because this all sounds like, you know, A, it was a huge mistake she's trying to forget, and B, it was a long time ago. I mean, are you sure you want to make that big of a deal out of this?
That the girl I'm dating slept with a roommate? Yeah, sorry, that's a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, but it sounds like maybe it was a long time ago.
And that doesn't matter. It's just like you said, like, they're going to have one of those drunk nights, and one of them is going to climb into the other's bed, and it's going to happen. So,
I don't know, man. I think you're overreacting on this one a little bit.
Yeah,
here.
I kind of think so, too, honestly.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we do this? Let's get some audience feedback here. If you think Luke is overreacting, call us and tell us what you think. You know, our number is 473-1045. Or if you think, no, he's completely right, call us and tell us. 473-1045.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.